once again to the healing and deliverance meeting. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Understanding the loving kindness of God empowers you to receive from Him. Understanding the loving kindness of God. Understanding the loving kindness of God. You will not struggle again. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Understanding the loving kindness of God towards you. Understanding the loving kindness of God towards you. As He was leading us, say, with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Friends, things are not difficult, but because we don't understand the loving kindness of God, so see, things are difficult. Thank God for fasting, thank God for prayers and all of this. But may I tell you the truth? It is not our prayer and fasting that made God to do something for us. God has already done something for you before you even have the knowledge of praying and fasting. Now, this scripture says, but God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Did he die for us because we prayed to him? No. Did he die for us because we fasted? No. He died for us because something compelled him to do that. That's the loving kindness of God. Now, our fasting, our praying today, help us to know and to receive. But that is not what moves God to do what we are receiving. God has already done it because of his loving kindness towards us. Do you get the point? Oh my God. Are you with me? The highest demonstration of faith, the highest expression of faith is through praise and worship. Now, when your God help you to get to that point, you will know that there is nothing you are looking for that God has not provided. It is because we have not understand, or we don't understand the loving kindness of God on how and how to receive those things. How many of you are following? Just keep following. Now, this scripture says, but God commended his love towards all, in that why we were yet sinners. When we don't know him, when we don't know even the way to seek him, Christ died for us. The question is that, what did he die with? He died with our sins. He died with the consequences of our sins. He died with our sins. He died with the consequences of our sins. Sickness and disease is one of the consequences of sin. Now, in the scripture we've read that God himself laid our sins and our diseases upon him. Yes. Because God loves us to the end. The love of God will never be, God will never reduce his love towards any lives. Whether you are sinning or you are a sinner. But you are not responding to his love is what makes us to suffer. Hear this. Our not responding to God's love is what makes us to suffer. I come again. Our inability to respond accurately to the loving kindness of God is what led us to suffering. Jesus died with both our sins and the consequences of our sins. God Himself laid our sins upon Him. He laid our diseases upon Him. He laid our sicknesses upon Him. Because He loved us to the end. Psalm 117, let's read verse 1 and 2. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Whatever God is showing us today, He's showing us because He's lawful, not because we pray much. How many of you are following this? This is the truth. If our effort is what give us what God has given us, it means it's not God giving us, it's our effort. Come again. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise Him, all ye people. Why should God give such a command? All ye nations, all ye people. It means everyone that is living should just do that on what on ground. Verse 2. Thank God for prayer and fasting. We thank God. We love that. We do that. Verse 2, please. For His merciful kindness is great toward us. For His merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. What is great towards us? Okay. If since the merciful kindness of God is great towards you, and God open your eyes to see and receive, what happens next? Okay, what do you think that is the problem of humanity today? They never see the loving kindness of God towards them. I see some people say because of their sin, that's why they have been sick and God is punishing them. I say, look, you have no capacity to receive God's punishment. No human being on earth have the capacity to receive God's punishment. The only person that have that capacity is Jesus. And God has already punished Jesus for your sake. I didn't hear amen. May God deliver you from religion. For my sake, all the punishment that I deserved, God laid it upon Jesus. Are you with me? I will be showing you it's in the scripture. Thank God for that great vision so that they can be alive and understand what God is saying. What is great towards us? For His merciful kindness is great towards us. Because we pray, because we fast, because we do something. No! Blessing human beings today, whatever you see in the world today, that which God has created, God created those things because of whom He is. What we need in the next 10 years, God knew. I was reading my Bible, I realized that God created everything that man will need before He created the man. So that the man will not stay even a second before those things arrive. God has to make all things arrive before He brought the man. See the estate I have for you, see it. But because of the rejection or inability to capture the loving kindness of God, we just suffer. I pray for you. Suffering will end in your life. Struggle with hands in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. One day we were just going, I tell this boy, I said, I'm going to flog you today. I said, I will flog you with cane. He said, Daddy, there is no cane. Immediately he made that statement. After about 10 minutes later, I started reading. He said, can you see that boy? His faith is more than your own. What do you mean? And I read. Because I said that boy, I'm going to flog him because if he misbehaves, I'm going to flog him. Am I saying that because I hate him? I'm saying that so that he will understand how to behave well. Am I communicating? How many of you have told your younger one that I'm going to slap you and you ended up not slapping the person? Okay, what do you think that when that word you utter that you are going to slap him, is it not to make sure that let him be in order? In the whole testament you realize that God said, okay, if you don't do this, I'm going to do this thing for you. It's just to put them in order so that the man that have the capacity to receive our punishment will come. And Jesus has already come and received the punishment and the punishment of God. There is no wrath against, the wrath of God is not against human being anymore. If you read your Bible, I'm just telling you the truth. Because of what Jesus has done. But today it pains me because we glorify the devil, and what the devil is doing more than what God has done. So we tell you that a particular prayer you have to pray at the middle of the night for you to be delivered. I didn't see that in the scripture. That is man-made. Sorry, but that is the truth. So we tell you to carry sweet to the altar and drop it on the altar to leave the sweet, your life will be sweet. What kind of dangerous thing has all this?
Hallelujah.
We need to put things in order. For God, but God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now, your sickness, the sickness about you today and disease about you, knowing that it's not from God, knowing that you have been free from it, then the devil that knew that you don't know, he brought it to you so that he can shift your attention away from God to those things. But I want to teach you something tonight. Learn to speak to your mountain about God. Not speaking to God about your mountain. Learn to speak to your mountain about God. Let your mountain know that this mountain has been removed. No, I come again, please. Because what we do majorly, or mostly when we pray, we always speak unto God about our mountain. But opposite should be, the reverse should be the case. This sickness that is bothering you, you are not supposed to be here. On what ground? Because of the price that Jesus has paid for us. I think I asked a brother in the office this week, I said, no, I was saying something with him. I said, if you get to heaven now, and God asks you, on what ground do you come here? You say you live where? Zero. If on the basis of our behavior we will get to heaven, it's not true. We can only get to heaven on the basis of what Jesus has done. So we need to get this picture. Go back to that Roman hymn. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now, verse 9. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for die for me. You die for my sins. You were raised from the dead for my justification, for my freedom. Because of the sacrifice you have done for me, I am free from sicknesses and from diseases all the days of my life. Look at number 5, see? Much more then, if Jesus would die for you when we were yet sinners, much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. It means any impending rod that Satan put in place against your life for the future, he said you shall be saved. I think one reason Satan only brought this trouble to God's children so that they can shift their attention away from God and focus on something that is nonsense. Verse 10. For if when we were enemies, please don't forget, for if when we were enemies, We were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Is there any good news that is more than this? When did he reconcile Robert to God? By what? By his death. Has he died? Did he die twice or he died once? Is he coming to die again? Did he pay the penalty for our sins? We need to understand this very well. Whatever thing that Satan throw at you, knowing that it's not supposed to be in you, immediately tell the devil, because of what Jesus has done for you, then you must go back to whoever that sent you. And I bet with you, it will go back. Learn to speak to your mountain about God. What Jesus has done for you. Your sickness and your disease were laid upon him. And when he died, of course you should know that your sickness and disease died with him. Huh? You see, as no mommy was giving a testimony, he said, the snake snapped, it swallowed up rats. For that he couldn't move. When our sins and our sickness that they were laid upon Jesus, Jesus couldn't move. The weight was too much. He had to shout, my father, why art thou forsaken me? God is no longer forsaking human beings today. He forsook Jesus for our sake. And as soon as he uttered that, he died. And when he died, every human being was saved. They were delivered. That is why the greatest thing we can do to any humanity, go and give them the good news. This is what the Lord has done. Not the family of his father want to kill him. That is not good news. Eh? Every child of God, God is their father. And I believe there is no one in God's family that is ready to kill another person. I don't know the family you belong to, but in the family which I belong to now, no killer there. Huh? Is there any wishes in heaven? Is there any wizard there? Listen to this. I need to tell you. Did Jesus really die for us? Was he raised from the dead for us? I think the greatest miracle that ever happened on the surface of the earth is that Jesus came back to life. Amen. And that's what the Sanhedrin council and the soldiers want to deny. They say, look, say that his disciple came in the night and stole him. Because they knew that if they can cover that, you know, it's not today that people, soldiers started collecting bribes, it's not today. They were collecting bribes in the days of Jesus. They said, we are going to give him much money, denying that his disciple came to steal him, that he did not rise from the dead. But I want to tell you, Jesus is alive. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus is what guarantees you to receive any blessings from God. Am I communicating? What happened to one of our brothers this week? If it is some of us, by now I don't know where we'll be. But God, to let you know that he is alive. Shout, Jesus is alive.
Jesus is alive.
He's not dead anymore, is he? He has risen. And his being alive is what justifies you from the penalty, from the pain, from the punishment that we deserve before. Huh? The soul that sinned shall die. And only him died for that. So his death was what rescued us. His resurrection rescued. Get this very well. Whenever Satan brought sickness and disease to you, don't think twice. Just reminded him. Satan remember that Jesus paid the sacrifice of my freedom from sickness and disease. For this reason, in the name of Jesus, I command you leave now. He will leave. The moment you issue that command, keep thanking God. You will be shocked. You will go back to where you come from. Eh? I'm telling you the truth. Now, let me show you before I go away from here. When Jesus was doing his ministry, when he hid all that, he reminded them why he does that. That it was because of what has happened. That God opened the eyes of my heart to see the conception of Jesus, the birth of Jesus, and the price he's going to pay for the salvation of the entire world, which he did. Matthew chapter 8. Say it again, I am free. Because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, for me, I am free. I'm no more under the bondage of the devil. Don't allow it to cheat you. Say whatever I tell you to say now. We are here now. What I say, say, I'm no longer under the bondage of the devil. Say it again. Satan has been defeated for my sake. Sickness and disease has been defeated for my sake. Jesus is now my Lord. He is my Savior. I am no longer under the bondage of the devil. Don't forget, it's holy.
Za mu ce abun da aka fada domin lura akwai damuwa. Za ku ce na furuta da bakina, wani ba su jin turanci kace na furuta da bakina. Cewa ya Ubangiji na ka mutu domina, an binne ka domina, ka tashi daga matattu, na samu kubuta, na warke ta wurin tashiwanka daga matattu a cikin sunan Yesu. Amin.
Amin. Good. When the Bishara is just doing Bishara, so anything can happen. You don't listen. Matthew chapter 8. If anybody is sitting beside you and is not smiling, please, I permit to leave the seat. Go to the next seat. Because anointing is contagious. Negative anointing is contagious. If someone is not, I can't see the reason why Jesus died for me, I will not smile. Abba! I deserve to die. I deserve to go to hell. But Jesus said, no way. Oh my God. He went there for us. So that we will not go there. I don't see any good news that is more than this. Some may tell you, fast for 7 days before you can be healed. That is not true. Your fasting has no capacity to make you healed. Jesus healed you. That's why you can fast. Am I communicating, please? Maybe I'm maybe privileged today to tell you one thing that fasting does. Maybe just one. I may mention it. Maybe one thing. Hallelujah. Are you in Matthew chapter 8? Let's read verse 15 and 17. When the evil was come, hallelujah, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. Why? That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. Listen, it has happened. It's not something that is going to happen. It has happened. That's why I say, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Now, he quickly told us what happened. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. The question is that himself took. Spiritually speaking, God took your sins and the consequences of sin and laid it upon Jesus. As soon as that happened, Jesus turned his back. So I cannot talk to you. Because the sin of humanity has been laid on you. He has to shout, my God, why have thou forsaken me? The person that they have been one all this while. But at the moment that God removed Why did God go to that essence? Because his loving kindness towards us is great. He laid it upon him and he turned his back. I can't have anything to do. That's why I say the highest of the law is purer, that he will not behold iniquity. They are still using it to preach to us today. No, sir. That he ought not to be so. Now, what happened at that point? Our nakedness, it became naked. It became sin. We that were separated from God because of our sin, Jesus became separated from God. He was shouting, God didn't answer him. Until he fulfilled the claim of justice for our sake. I don't think, nothing will bring you back to bondage. God himself, by himself, remove it from you and lay it upon you. You are the only one who can carry this. No one else, no human being could carry all this trouble, only Jesus. And he laid upon him. And when he laid upon him, he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. Then he died. And the moment he died, he said, we are our whole nature finished. What? I look at it very well. Oh, look. When he was singing, he said, we should think of the mercy. You should think more than his mercy. Because his merciful kindness is great towards you. I'm telling you the truth. Now, at that moment, everywhere became dark. The sun couldn't shine at the night hour. And the faith is finished. May I tell you again, your sickness and disease is finished. That pain, that sorrow, it is finished. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Because of what Jesus has done for us. He did it. I said he did it. He does that. Why? Because his loving kindness towards all is great. You see, we should praise him. Why should we continue praising him? He has broken the bands of iron. And caused the battle of this thing and thunder. All of these were there. I went, let me read somewhere. I want to go now. How about I'm going to sing for you? I pray God will open your eyes to see the great thing which he has accomplished for you. But the pain is not there. He said the pain is still there. That is say, it's resisting. How do you resist him? Tell the pain. Pain, you are not supposed to be here. In the name of Jesus Christ that set me free, I command you to leave now. You will leave. You will leave. Don't know why we need to teach you all this. Jesus does the same thing. He preach and teach before healing. Abi? He taught them before healing. A time may come in the middle of the night, Satan may attack you with something. You may call brother, he may not pick. Maybe that day, he switch off. Excuse me, what would you do? Then, the knowledge you are receiving now, will help you that day to say, Satan, it's too late. You cannot be here. Resisting, he will flee from you. I tell you, and the freedom that Jesus brought for us, he brought it to the entire world, not to only one person. We are privileged to receive. Others who are yet to receive, have to receive one day. Am I communicating, please? When did Christ die for us? Why we were yet, Christ died for us. So his loving kindness towards us is too great. We have no option that to receive. Whoever is feeling pain now, in honor of the sacrifice of Jesus for you, I declare that pain to leave. In the name of the Lord Jesus. He does it. Psalm 107, verse 1 and 2. Say, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And let the redeemer of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Has he redeemed us? He said, what did he say? The redeemed should say, think of his mercy. Then verse, give me verse 8 and 9. Oh, that man will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Are you seeing now? For he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness. Is that a good thing? Is that a good news? Jump to verse 15 and 16 now. Oh, that man will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he had broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Is there anything we want him to do he has not done? Then verse 20 and 21. 22. He sent his word. He sent his word and hid them and delivered them from their destructions. Verse 21. Oh, that man will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful words to the children of men. 22. And let, this is where touches. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing because of what he has done, because of who he is, and because of what he has done for us. Verse 31. Oh my God. Every bondage you are operating under, I declare them broken now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, the man will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. The only thing you can do, in appreciation to God's love, is to give him thanks.
Glory to God.
Are you with me? If we bring 100 million now, we will use it to do evangelism. But it doesn't touch God. The only thing God can eat from us. You know, when he saw that tree, it's not bearing fruit. He caused it. Anyone that is not praising God won't enjoy God's blessing. That is just the key. You know, nobody is not that cursed on in the New Testament. Christ has redeemed all from the curse of the law. We are no longer under curse. But for you to enjoy the blessing that Jesus paid for, you must keep giving thanks unto him. It's a continuous matter. But you don't know, I've not paid my house rent. Give thanks to him. You have not paid your rent, but you are still existing. Some pay rent, they are in the grave. Is that true? You don't have shoe to wear, correct shoe to wear, some no get leg. Give thanks to God. Do you understand the point? I'm dealing with this matter because it's so important. Are we still together? Okay, have your seat. Let me complete that. Wait. Are you blessed already? Don't forget, if you forget everything, don't forget it. Learn to speak to your mountain about God. Not speaking to God about your mountain. Because the mountain has been removed. Are we verse 32 of Psalm 107 quickly? Let me get to that place. Verse 32. Glory to God. I say glory to God. See, because of what he has done, he said, let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. Then verse 42 and 43. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. A man that praise God, let the whole world be against him. God is with him. God did not say Satan will not intrude. He will come. But if he come 1 week, he will run in 7 weeks. That is the promise. Then verse 43. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. You will see that all this blessing God does then for us because of his loving kindness. Whoso is wise and will observe these things shall understand the loving kindness of God. Of the Lord. When you understand the loving kindness of the Lord, what next? You return back to him and say, look, in fact, I never know that you are like this. They have presented God a wicked father. A father that doesn't, in fact, you do this, you cut your head. No, sir. That is not God's divination. That is not God's characteristics. Do you understand the point? I'm teaching. Whoso is wise, and we, a condition, and we observe these things, we understand, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. That all this thing is done because of his loving kindness, not because of our performance, not because of our activities. That's where many people lost about the matter of faith. Faith is your positive response to God's love. Faith is our positive response to God's love. Jeremiah 31, verse 3. Thank God for that. That's all. They say, agonize the more so that God can do it. No. You only agonize the more so that you can receive. So that God will do. God has already done. Huh? They say, pray so that you can move God. No, sir. God has already been moved. No prayer is capable of moving God. Huh? You know why? God cannot be moved because it's not an obstacle.
Yes, sir.
Yeah? Are you in Jeremiah 31, verse 3? The Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, have I drawn thee. Eh? Not with loving kindness will he draw you. Have I drawn thee. You will think deeply about God, of him. You will thank him much more. You lie down to sleep. The moment sleep carries, do you know where you are? It is when you wake up, you realize that you are still existing. Who wake you up? Who? Do you know some lie down like that? That's all. But you wake up again, you are still at this time. Give thanks to him. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning. The first thing you show God in the morning is that your loving kindness is great towards me. and thy faithfulness every night. Psalm 92 verse 1 and 2.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have your peace.
Somebody called me, he has a problem, and started laughing.
She said, are you laughing? I said, yes.
Because your problem is not your problem. Your problem is because you don't see that God has taken away your problem. Eh? See, I came to a point, if you are a parent and your child falls sick, who disturbs most? Eh? Who will be running up and down? If you know how to take care of your children to that point, how much more? So let's be reason. Hey, my child is going keto, he has not eaten for 2 days, the body is up. If you, do you think that you love that your child than God? No, don't you love your child more than the way God loved that child? Now, if you could take care of your child to make sure that that sickness leaves, God will do much more for you. I tell you, there is no responsible parent that their children will be sick and they will go about and be throwing party. No, they will concentrate. And God said, if you be him, know how to give good gift to your children, how much more? But because we don't really think deeply about the loving kindness of God, that is where the trouble is. Hello.
He that spare not his own son, but deliver him all for us all, how can he not with him really give you all things? No, if we are to tabernacle somewhere and worship God for 40 days without asking for anything, it's not enough. Let us know, we don't even sleep day and night. We are just thanking him. It's not enough. It's not enough, sir. One day I sat down. I was asking, how did the fingernail grow? Eh? You will cut it now. In the next 2 weeks, the thing has come again. Where is it coming from? What time did it come out? At what capacity? Who is supplying food? I don't know. Is that on that only? You barb your hair now. Even if you scrape it. In the next 1 week, the thing grew again. And Jesus said, none of your hair will fall without your father. Look, I said something the other to say where I said, if God come to them and say, son, I'm no longer the true God, I will keep following him. It's too late. Huh? You leave your house, the children leave house, they go to school and they come back. In this horrible, I think you should first lift all your voice and say, Lord, thank you for this. I've never seen it. In fact, if they want to put somebody into prison for just 2 years, I've never seen anybody that will come there and say, look, it's my brother, let him go. I'll go to that prison. But Jesus said, no, not only prison, I'm going to die for your sake. He went to hell, where no man has been to. Horrible place. So that we will not go there. Is there any thanksgiving we should not give to him? Say, Lord, up to now. Up to now for what? Huh? Now if he has now, how many prayer requests do you have from January to now? It's uncountable. Abi? Long list. See? That some of you will even get to and say, Lord, if you do this thing for me, honestly, I'm going to serve you. Excuse me. It's not your service that will make God to do. God has already done those things before you know how to serve God. Is that true? You know that sometimes we must go back. You know, the main objective of creating man in the first place, so that God, man will fellowship with God continuously. When did he die for us? While we were yet, Christ died. He paid the price. And your sickness and disease is part of what he died for. Died with. So I don't think there's anything we could give him better. Do you understand the point? That's why we say every old world must hear this. The loving kindness of God. He loved you so much. He sent Jesus to assume your place of destruction, of condemnation, so that you can be reconciled back to him. Honestly speaking, God.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, you are blessed of the Lord.
Yeah.
His countenance will shine upon you.
Yeah.
No more sickness for you.
Amen.
No more disease for you.
Amen.
That pain is gone forever.
Amen.
That blood disease is over.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for you, whatever you cannot do, declare ability to do it.
Amen.
You are set free.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And let the beloved of the Lord be.
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.